Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting third, the third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth, the DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting second, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Randy Cutcher. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cutcher. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tabler hits a pop-up towards short. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive beyond short. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Wilson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Wilson moves to third. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cutcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to second. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gedman moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Brett reaches second base with a double. Seitzer moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Benzinger moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cutcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutcher strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Benzinger moves to third. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bolton, and towards Boggs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wellman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 3 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Wellman moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Reed fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. Kevin Romine pinch runs for Mike Greenwell. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Romine moves to second. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Romine scores. Rice moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Randy Cutcher. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rice scores. Gedman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Royals. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Todd Benzinger now playing left field. Dwight Evans now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Romine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Romine takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wellman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Rich Gedman. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Farr now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 6, Red Sox, 6. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 4 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Cerrone now catching. Lee Smith now pitching. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-4 in the game. Pecota strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett strikes out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Romine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.